This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians are taking on the Lady Cavaliers and getting ready to get started here with Brenda Wendell. And tonight, you have a new helper. You ran the other one off, didn't you? Yeah, Brenda Buff. Brenda Buff is going to help us tonight, so...
Glad to be here.
Girls take off and get things going here.
So we will be hosting Coldwater tonight with volleyball, and our boys will be hosting Coldwater football over at the football field. It will be the first MAC game, and the show will be starting at 6:40. I'm sorry, for the Reesner Energy pregame. Saturday, our girls will be traveling up to Sydney Lehman for volleyball for an invitational beginning at 9 a.m.
And I just got some clarification on that. We are scheduled to play one game at 9, one game at 10, and one game at 11. So that is how that's set up.
All right. And next week, our volleyball is going to travel over to Fort Laramie on Tuesday evening. And then Thursday, volleyball is going to be back here home against New Bremen. And it will be the student appreciation night here next Thursday. And next Friday, our football will be at Delphus. St. John's and the Reesner Energy pregame show will begin at 6:40 next Friday up at Delphus.
Yep, lots of stuff going on. And what did you think of how we played against Jay County on Tuesday?
That was some tremendous volleyball back and forth.
Yes,
close sets every set.
And big runs. You know, volleyball is a game of momentum, and there is a lot of momentum shifts. And the JV game tonight was kind of like that. We got a little past the middle of the first set, and then we scored 9 in a row and got ahead of them. We were down 16-13, scored 9 in a row. Then they scored 6 in a row, and
yeah,
we fought to finish it off. And the second set was back and forth also with some big runs.
So. Fort Recovery JV took that first set 25-20, and they took the second set 25-23. So we hope our varsity can do the same thing tonight. Take it maybe in three.
Well, that would be really good. I didn't think that we would take Jay County in three. Coldwater isn't absolutely unbeatable like they have been in the past, but they'll bring a big time. Really good team tonight. So
our Coldwater Cavaliers head coach is Nikki Etzler. Varsity assistant would be Mike Etzler. That JV coach they had was Tracy Deuce, and they have a volunteer coach of Megan Winner.
Yep.
Our Fort Recovery head coach is Travis Guggenbeller with assistant Kaya Bruns. And then our JV coach was Mandy Diller, and we have two assistant coaches, which is Tiffany McEldowney and Dawn Wellman.
Yep, so there's some pretty good former talent on our bench.
Right, and speaking of talent, obviously, you know, anytime you have a MAC school going up against a MAC school, you've got big talent. And
yeah,
already the area leaderboard is out for the week. And we've got several on both sides that have made the leaderboard. In at number 3 is Harlow Hine from Coldwater. Rounding out the top 10 is Bryn Wellman.
Is that in kills or scoring?
That is in kills.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then following right behind is Cameron Mullenkamp and Hope Evers. And then we've got Alexis Greasy down at 15, and then Campbell Etzler from Coldwater at 16. So in the kills, we've got some top volleyball players in the MAC.
Yep.
that are going to be playing tonight.
It says in my on the roster, Harlow Hine is a junior, This is her 10th year playing for Coldwater. It seems like she has been a beast since she was a freshman. She is really, really good.
Right, absolutely. Some other stats we can look at from the paper are termination blocks. We've got Mara Reithman, who's sitting at number 6 from Coldwater, and then Bren Willman is sitting at number 9 for blocks, leading the area. And then on service aces, we've got Cameron Mullenkamp at number 1 and Harlow Hine number 3. Bren Willman sitting at number 10. So we got some good servers coming up tonight as well.
Yes, we do. And we've had several times in our 4 matches already where we went on long runs. And Cameron Mullenkamp, I'm sure most of you have seen it and probably tired of hearing me talk about it, but she'll throw the ball up about 8 or 10 feet in the air and put a tremendous amount of spin on it. And it will nosedive, a knuckleball shot that'll come right at the defender and then drop. But she hasn't got it controlled to exactly where it's going to be. So sometimes when they move up on her, they can still get it. But it's got so much spin that sometimes it'll just shoot right down to the floor. Might come up and hit him in the nose.
Sure.
It's a brutal serve. And when she has it going, I think she had 4 aces in a row the other night against, can't remember who it was, but it's brutal. But Kayla Garkey hers doesn't spin that much, but there's something on that makes it really hard for the other team to receive. When they receive it, it's tough to get it under control. So we have some pretty good servers. Now, so far, this is our first MAC game. Most of the MAC teams have somebody that can hit that knuckleball serve, and some of them have 2 or 3, so it could be crazy. I don't believe that there are a lot of Cavaliers on the with serving aces, but I believe they're coming in undefeated also. So, they're always going to be tough. They're just a really well-coached team.
And it does look like they have only a... one senior on their roster there, Neil. One senior on their roster, and 4 recoveries coming in with 6 seniors.
Yeah, last year we had 0. Yeah, so Antrop, I believe that she plays a good amount this senior on there, but they're going to be really good.
Yeah, they're going to keep most of their team for next year again.
Yep, kind of like where we were last year. And last year we had 3 seniors and 3 freshmen for most of the season is how that went. And but those freshmen about this far into the season, 4, 5, 6 matches into the season, they were getting really good. And we did well. We didn't do well in the MAC, but we did well in the tournament.
Well, so, and that's important too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Always good to have a late run.
Yes. And people say it all the time, but it's harder to win the league than it is to win the state in almost every sport.
That is a true statement there.
Boys, girls, almost no matter what sport it is, 6 years ago, I think it was, Coldwater was 6th place in the MAC and won the state in volleyball. Yeah.
Gotta love the Mac.
Yeah, when you get on a roll, it's a game of momentum. Yep, looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break and we'll be back. They'll introduce the starters. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Stroll's Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to The Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Our starting lineup for Fort Recovery is going to be Kayla Garkey, Kenna Deuce, Cameron Mullenkamp, Bryn Wellman, Kaden Ranley, Haley Easton, and Alexis Greasy. Coldwater, Audrey Diller, Harlow Hine, Campbell Etzler, Briley Kanacki, Mara Reithman, Mariah Ross, and Ella Whirling. And they have them out on the court checking their lineups right now and just about ready to start. I'm not sure who's got, looks like Fort Recovery's going to have the starting serve. We have Kaden Ranley starting back there. Coldwater picks that up, and they got set up, Mindy, and they missed that hit.
Yes, they did.
So that will be point for Fort Recovery.
So Kaden goes back again.
We got 1-0.
Looks like most of the football players are here again.
Good support.
Yes.
It's over. Miss hit on the dig.
Yeah. Kind of rolled right up her arms, up to her chest there.
Yep. When they get that spin on it, it'll do that. Those are tough to handle.
Another point for Fort Recovery. We got 2-0.
Serves over. Doug. Set. Nice hit. Coldwater down. So, point Coldwater.
Yep, hits right on the foul line, which is about 4 feet inbounds.
Coldwater's going to put a substitution in. And their number 22, Charlotte Hoynes, going back to serve. And it is 1-2. Coldwater's down by one. And her serve was good and dug up. And Cameron went up to hit, and it was blocked. But
dug it up.
Yeah.
Hit it over again.
And down on Coldwater's side.
Fort Recovery takes the point.
We're going to have a substitution on Fort Recovery's side. Looks like Hope Evers is coming in to replace Kenna Deuce, and Cameron Mullenkamp's back at that serve line.
Serves over. Set. Nice hit. It was in by Coldwater.
Yep, over on that far side, just barely inbounds.
Coldwater got that point, so it is 2-3. And it's kind of hard to see these numbers over there.
Yeah,
they're just an outline, white outline of the numbers instead of a solid number.
And that serve is no good, right into the net. So that would be a point for Fort Recovery. So we have a 4-2. Kayla Garkey's back to serve. And her serve is out of bounds.
Just a little bit too long.
That would be a point Coldwater. And they have Mara Reithman back at the line to serve. And her serve is good. Dug up by Hope.
Set
to a... Looks like Bryn Wilman hit that out of bounds.
Yep, hit it way too wide. But nice hit, but it was just wide.
Point Coldwater for that. 4-4 now. Coldwater's serving.
Barely over. She set it. And bumped it over. Coldwater's setting up. Hit, and it is down hard.
That was a monster hit. I can't read the numbers. Looks like it was number 8 or number 6. Again, we're not even that far away, and it's really tough to read the numbers. Yep, that was Harlow Hine. I remember what she looks like now.
So we have a 5-4. Coldwater's ahead by one. A little push over, but I can't.
Coldwater's hitting. Oh, we dig it up. Then we missed that, the ball.
Yeah, when it bounces around in there, it doesn't have to bounce much, and it gets a little out of kilter, and it's really tough to play.
Yeah, it hits that ceiling. It gets tough.
Point for Coldwater there. It is now 6 for Coldwater, 4 for Recovery.
We dig it up. Set. And Wilman hits it. Blocked. Cameron's hitting from the back. We dig it back up because it was blocked. Oh.
Yeah.
They call it a lift.
I think they hit it into the net. Her hand hit the net, I believe.
Okay. So that would give Fort Recovery a point there. So it is now 5-6 for Fort Recovery, and we got Haley Easton back serving.
There's set. Coldwater set. Hit. We dig it up.
And we saved
it back.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery hits it back over. Set. Oh. We are digging it up. They've got it over. Oh, but they're going to call it four hits.
Four hits, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
We played it. We made a great dig, hit the net, played it off the net, could not get it across, but never got it under control, but had two really, really great efforts there to keep it in play.
Point for Coldwater there, so that it is now 7 for Coldwater, 5 for Recovery.
Serves over. We dig it up. Set. Hope Evers hits it.
And they can't get it.
Yep.
Nope, that would be a point for Fort Recovery there.
Yep.
We have a sub for Fort Recovery. Kenna Deuce is coming in. She's going to go back to the serve line. It is 6-7. Fort Recovery is down by one.
Kenna's had a great career serving. She's had some great service runs over the years.
We got it up. They're setting it. Hit. We touch it. Dig it up. Set it. Cameron hits it. They tip it. They're setting. They hit it. We dig it up, and it goes into the stands. for Point Coldwater.
Great effort by Dews. She was in our bleachers trying to dig that out. It went a little bit behind there, so 8-6.
Yeah. They got Ella Whirling back serving now. We pass it up, and we
tip it over.
But they picked it up. And they tipped it over, but went out of bounds.
Yes,
yep,
did.
Put it a little wide.
So that gives Fort Recovery a point.
Well, they tried to get it past their blockers and did, but had to go too wide to get there.
So we have 7-8 now. Bryn Wilman's back at the serve line.
She's going to get 5 points here for us.
Let's hope. Nice serve.
And
nice ace.
Yeah, that was right at the back line there.
Yep, they stepped away and let it go, and it hit about 2 inches inbounds.
So it ties us up at 8-8, and Bryn's going to serve that ball again. Pass up by Coldwater there, and they're hitting it.
He blocked
it, and they just caught a lift on Coldwater.
Nice block.
Yep.
I'm not sure who that was. That
now
block.
We lead.
Cameron.
So that gives us a point there. So 9-8. Fort Recovery's ahead by one. Bryn serves them again.
And they bump it over. We pushed it over. Caden Ranley.
Ranley, instead of setting,
tipped it over and found an empty spot.
Yep.
Gives a point for Fort Recovery there. So now it's a 10-8. And Coldwater's going to call a timeout.
Yep. We'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute after this from Wendell's Barbecue.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
All right, we're back here. They're still in their timeouts, starting to come back out on the court. And Fort Recovery is going to have the ball to serve, and we have Bryn Wilman back yet at that line. Score is 10-8. Fort Recovery is ahead by two. And she serves that ball out of bounds.
Well,
sometimes they freeze that serve when they do the timeout.
Yeah, I said she'd get five. She got four. So we're still up one, 10-9.
Coldwater's back to serve now. And
we dug it up, set, hit. They blocked, and it's on our side.
Yep.
Could not get it back over.
Good block. We got a hand on it, but we couldn't get it under control, so. 10-10.
Coldwater serves the ball.
Over. We dig it up. Set.
Cameron goes for a hit. They picked it up.
Hitting. It's out. Coldwater hits it out.
Wide on that far side.
Yeah. Point for recovery.
Here comes Ranley.
We got Caden back at the line.
Let her get about five or six here.
And her serve is up.
They dig, set, hit it, we get it.
And they're setting up Cameron to hit. And they got a touch on that.
Set. They hit, we block. Fell on our side.
Yep, couldn't get it after the block. I thought it was gettable, but we just didn't get to it. 11-11.
They have substitutions, two girls coming in. They have Charlotte Hoyne back there serving for them. It is score 11-11. And we passed it up. And we hit it out.
Hit it way out.
Yep. She reared back and swatted it pretty good, got under it a little bit too much and sailed it out of bounds.
That'd be a point for Coldwater then.
Indians down one.
They serve it up again, and it looks like that serve went way out of bounds there. So that gives Fort Recovery a point, 12-12. Substitution for Fort Recovery. Hope Evers is coming back in, and Cameron Mullenkamp's back at that serve line again.
See if we can get that knuckleball going for us.
And they picked up that serve, and they set.
We hit, and we dig it up, set.
Hope Evers up for the hit. And
yes. Wow. It was a good hit. They touched it, and our point.
Yeah, I got it to Hope Evers, and she hit it exactly how she wanted to.
It gives a 13-12. Fort Recovery's ahead by one. Cameron's back at the serve line yet. They pick it up, and they kind of dink it over right in our spot, but we pick that up.
Nice volley at the net.
Yeah.
They hit it up, we dig it. Nice dig.
And
Hope pushed it over, spun it. Look, they're going to call it a double.
Yep. She had it spinning when it went across.
Point for Coldwater.
Good play there by the Lady Indians, but a little bit of a mistake there. It's all right. 13-13.
They got Etzler back at the line serving. And we,
Hope digs.
Ooh. Missed timing, but we hit
it. Set. Coldwater hits it. We blocked it.
They picked it up. Did they play that off their foot leg?
They set. Set again. Up. She pushed it over and got the point.
Ranley set it really nice for Grizzy.
Yep. Alexis Grizzy got that point. And she goes out.
We got Kayla Garkey back at the line serving. It is 14-13. Fort Recovery's ahead by one.
They
picked up that serve, and they're going up for hitting.
Just right on the back line.
Yeah.
Inbounds, nice hit. We had no chance to play it. Just barely stayed in.
Coldwater gets that point. Makes it back tie again, 14-14.
Yeah. Mara Reithman's back to serve.
This is kind of the way I expected this match to go.
Hope digs. Ranley set. Wilman hits. Coldwater hits it down, and our libero just can't pick it up. It was a solid hit.
I think that was Harlow Hine again with the big hit.
Gives a point to Coldwater. It is now 14-15. Coldwater's ahead by one. Her serve is out.
Wide on the far side.
So that gives Fort Recovery a point. Back to tied again, 15-15.
Haley Easton is up to serve. Ooh, barely makes it
Dinks
over.
Dinks it over on the serve.
They hit it. Hit it out.
Yeah, but we touched it.
Both officials say it was a touch. So.
Substitution over on Coldwater. They're putting two girls in. They're number 10. Briley Kanacki's back at the serve line. 15-16. Fort Recovery's down by one. We dig it up, but it went straight over to the other side. So we're now setting it up.
Pushed it over. And it goes out.
Yep.
And she,
got it to Kayla. She tried to surprise them. Most of the girls were up toward the front.
They called that a double on her.
It went out of bounds also. Went too long.
Coldwater serves the ball. Cameron picks it up, sets it to Hope. And
Hope.
We picked it up.
We pushed it back over, and they can't get it.
They pushed it to that back corner.
Kayla Garkey is digging a bunch of really brutal hits. She's probably had more than half a dozen really great digs tonight.
For recovery.
Still first set.
Kenna Deuce is back serving. It's 16-17. We're down by one.
Serves over, dug up, set. And we blocked. Great block by Fort Recovery.
Harlow Hine with that giant monster hit, but we blocked it right back to him.
Yeah, we had Cameron and Bryn and Caden Ranley in that front row. Those three had that blocked up there. Point Fort Recovery is now tied again, 17-17. Kenna Deuce is serving. And it looked like
that
it was
might go out, but
they touched it.
They're just bumping it over. Reset. Oh, Brent hits it. It was blocked and
came back to our side. We got a hand on it, but couldn't get it under control.
Coldwater's going to sub. Olivia Klingshern looks like she's coming in. She's going to go back to the serve line now. 17-18. Court recovery is down by one. Coldwater is serving the ball.
Serves over. We dig it up. Branley.
Cameron's going up for a hit, and
they dug it out and tipped it back over. Set.
Bryn's going up for a hit.
She tips it over. They tip it over, and we could not dig it up.
Darkey dug it out, but she couldn't get it up high enough for anybody to play it. So
point
Indians
Coldwater
down two. I don't know if anybody's been ahead more than 3 points in this whole set. Set one, we're down 19-17.
Cameron hits it.
And they're trying to play it. And
they're going to get it over.
Yeah, they saved that.
So we dig. Reset.
Wren's going up for a hit. They picked it up.
And we cannot dig it up off of the net.
Yep. They're the first one to 20.
Court recovery just called a timeout. We are down 17-20.
Yep. Let's take a break. We'll be back in just a minute with what probably will be the finish of set number one.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
We are back. Fort Recovery's back on the court waiting for Coldwater to come out of that timeout. Coldwater's going to have the ball to serve. We are down 17-20. And it looks like their Olivia Klingshern is back to serve right now. We'll see if that timeout caused her to mess up the serve or not.
Yep.
And it didn't. We played it. We're setting up Cameron to hit, and she rolls it over, and they picked it up. And they hit. We blocked, and they caught us in the net.
They did.
I think one of the girls got her foot underneath the net, maybe. But so either way, it's not good. We're down four, and it's late.
Point for Coldwater there.
We can't get the serve on that one.
A little miscommunication there, and two girls tried to hit it. We're going to call another timeout.
17-22, we are down.
Yeah, we're down five. Back in a minute. We got to fight our way through it.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Sake Fieldhouse. Indians trailing in set number one, 22-17. We've only lost one set so far this season, and it looks like we're due to lose one here, but we've been down plenty of times before and came back, but it's late. We can't let them get any more points.
Coldwater's Olivia Klingshern just served the ball and out of bounds.
Well, that timeout worked that time. Yeah.
Goes wide out of bounds, and so that'll bring Bryn Woman to the serving area, and we're down four, and maybe that shifted some momentum. We need to get a bunch in a row here.
18-22 is our score. Her serve is good.
Great serve. Ace.
Ace serve right at the feet of the back row.
We needed that.
Yes, we did. And the football guys are doing the dance that the girls on the bench do when there's an ace.
And her serve was good.
Coldwater nice hand by Coldwater. Nice dig. We pushed it over.
Coldwater's playing right now, and
they tip it over.
We picked it up. Up for Cameron to
and she drops it. They scramble. They get it. They hit it over. We block right into a hole.
Right there in the middle, and our girls were there to block it.
And that block landed right on their court. So
here we go.
For recovery.
3 points in a row. Keep rolling.
20-22.
Momentum has shifted.
Bryn's back serving that. And her serve is good.
Coldwater set. Hits it across court.
And it's out.
That is wide.
That is an out. So that's a point for a full recovery, but Coldwater's going to call timeout.
Straight points for the Indians.
21-22.
Doing great right
They're
now.
They're going to try the same thing that we did here.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Yeah, I don't know what
happened. Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians with 4 points in a row, now only trail by one, and we have the momentum, 22-21. And we're coming back to Adam, and we hope the timeout didn't cause us any problems and slow down our momentum. Let's get this point and get it tied.
We got Bryn back there serving the ball. And her serve's nice good, though. And
they're struggling, but they're going to get it in play.
They bump it over.
We picked it up, and we're setting up Greasy, and she hits. They picked it up. They're setting up their hitter, and
we blocked it
back on their side. Coldwater hits it. We touch it and can't pick it up. We have a point for Coldwater. It is 21-23.
Libero got her hand on it, but it went sideways there, so we're down two. But we, as I said, we had outscored them five in a row. So
their serve is good, and we did not pick that up.
Nope. Got our hand on it, and it went sideways.
It is now 21-24.
So it is set point. If we don't get five straight points, six straight points, we might not win this set.
Their serve was good, and we picked it up, setting up Cameron now.
Yep. Hit it into their blockers, and they put it down on our side.
That is the end of
set number one. The Lady Indians fall for the second time this season, 25-21. Made a nice comeback, but could not finish it off. We'll be back with set number two in just a couple of minutes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPF. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back on. Getting ready to start set two here. The girls are out there. He's ready to start it. Looks like we got number 11, 9, 10, 8, 26, and 20. Nope, 12. Sorry about that. That's the Fort Recovery starting lineup out there.
So you have names for those young ladies?
I do. I'm learning these. Bear with me a little bit. The libero just came in. We got a Kayla Garkey, Haley Easton, Hope Evers, Cameron Mollenkamp, Caden Ranley, and Bren Woolman is out there.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself.
I'm learning. Coldwater's got their girls out there, and Coldwater's going to have the first serve. If I see correctly, number 10, they're Briley Kanacki.
Again, those numbers are almost impossible to read.
We dig it up, set. Bryn tries to roll it over and does not work.
Ranley set it a little too high, and Bryn didn't have it timed right. They didn't have it timed well between them, so
point
she had
Coldwater
to reach back and try to get it. Didn't work.
Coldwater serves and.
Yep, a little dink serve barely clears the net. And our back row had to dive for it and hit it right under the net.
Coldwater served. We picked it up. We're going to set up Hope, and she pushes it back, but they picked it up. Coldwater hits it over. We pick it up. We're setting back up Hope Evers, and she hits it, and they pick it up, and they play it over. Bryn goes up for a hit. They picked it up.
We save the ball. We set it. Cameron hits it. They got it. Set. Push it over. We push it back. Bryn Woolman hits it, and they can't get it.
Down on Coldwater's side. So that makes
Bryn
it.
With two big hits. They blocked one back to her, and she got it back off of their hands and down.
So. It's 1-2. We are down by one. We have Kenna Deuce back at the line serving. And her serve is out of bounds.
Long.
Coldwater's going to put a substitution.
Service errors
in.
Are tough.
Their number 19, Olivia Klingstrom's going in to serve. It is 1-3. Fort Recovery's down by two on the second set. Her serve is good. We picked it up. Set up Bryn, and Bryn hits it, and they blocked it.
Yep.
Went down
straight
on
down.
Our side.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Comes back down on our side, and
point Coldwater.
We can't get down a bunch. We can't play comeback in every set and come away with a victory tonight. That's just not going to work.
Coldwater has four. Fort Recovery has one in the second set. Coldwater just served into the net. Gives Fort Recovery a point.
Yep. Service error gives us a break there.
We got Bren Wellman back at the line to serve.
We got four points out of her the last time. We need to get a bunch more here.
Her serve is good. They picked it up. And there's the hitter just hits it. We picked it up. They set up Cameron to hit. She hits it and they pick it up, but couldn't get that second hit.
Yep, went up and hit the net, and they couldn't play it. Awesome.
Point for Fort Recovery there. It is now 3-4. Fort Recovery's
down. Four or five more points out of Bryn.
She's going to serve this ball.
Oh, doesn't make it over.
End of the net.
As some of the ladies used to call it, high risk, high reward. You hit that rocket shot. If it clears the net, it is really tough to play, but that one didn't make it.
Coldwater serves the ball.
We dig it. Set.
Cameron.
Yep. She bumps it over.
Coldwater goes up to hit.
And they head out.
Out of bounds. A little too wide.
Cross court. Went it too wide.
Score is 4-5. We're down by one. Kaden Ranley's back at the line.
We need a run. We need a long run here.
Her serve. Can't return the serve.
Yep, that one took a little bit of a dive right in front of the back row there. And the football boys are doing the ace dance over there that the girls on the bench do.
That tied us up 5-5. Kaden serves again.
They set. Hit, and we cannot return their fire.
Nice big hit from their front row and down in front of our back row.
They have two more substitutions coming in. Looks like Charlotte Hoyne is back serving for them. Score is 5-6. Fort Recovery is down by one.
It's over. We dig. Set. Hit. They set.
Big, big hit by the, I think she's 6'3", can't think of her name here, can't read her number. But it wasn't Harlow Hine.
Coldwater serves the ball, just barely over the net. We picked it up. We're going to set up Greasy. She hits, they're going to pick that up and they're going to put it back over the net on Fort Recovery's side. Cameron goes up to hit and
they're chasing. They're going to be able to bump it over.
They save that.
Reset.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Cross hit.
Greasy just hit that and kind of rolled on the net and laid it on their side.
Rolled, hit the net and rolled down about 3 or 4 or 5 feet and dropped off.
Substitution. Hope Evers just comes back in, so that puts Cameron back at that line to serve.
We get to serve again. Need this knuckleball to start dropping at the right time.
Have set. They hit it, and we can't get it up on the second hit.
So Hope Evers dived almost into the stands to try to get that second hit, but could not get the Indians down a couple.
6-8. Coldwater's ahead by two.
We need to get ahead of them.
Oh, man.
Oh, that hit the net.
And rolled over.
I think it even hit below the ribbon, and it somehow pulled itself up across that ribbon and down on our side.
We got score of 6-9, and Fort Recovery just called a timeout.
Yep, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
All right, we're back here at the fort. Just got a timeout. Fort Recovery girls are back on the floor waiting on Coldwater to come out of that timeout. We have a score of 6-9. Fort Recovery is down by three.
And if you're just joining us, Fort Recovery lost the first match or set. The Cavs came in at 25-21.
Coldwater just served the ball. We picked it up.
We dug it up.
We cannot get it.
Yep.
Ooh. We could not.
She was behind the up official, two steps up in the stands, and hit it. It came around the official and almost went across the net. She almost put a curve on it that got it across the net. That would have been incredible.
Coldwater served that ball. We picked it up, set up for Hope Evers.
It's a nice hit. They play it off the ceiling and can't get it over the net. So Fort Recovery gets that point.
7-10.
Werling put a big hit on it, but she hit it down before she was at the net. So
Kayla Garkey's back at the serve line.
We need to get ahead.
Her ball
nice
goes
serve.
Over, yeah.
Cav set. Hit. We block. They're trying to dig it up. Push it over. Over to the Cavs. They set.
They tried to roll it over.
It didn't work for them. So Fort Recovery gets another point.
The Werlings put one into the net.
That gives point to Fort Recovery. 8-10. Down by two. Kayla's back serving again. And that serve is good.
Have set. They hit. We block. Great block. And they can't get it.
Yeah, they call
out.
It a lift also. So it went into the stands, but they called a lift. And Cavaliers.
Yeah, Coldwater's going to call a timeout here. Score is 9-10. Fort Recovery down by one.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back. Second set. Fort Recovery is 9. Coldwater is 10.
We scored two or three straight and kind of have the momentum. They called timeout to try to stop our momentum, but we need to keep it rolling.
We have Kayla Garkey's going to serve when they get back out on that court. So here we go with Kayla serving. And the serve is good.
They hit it over. Ooh, we dig it up, but we cannot get it. It goes into the stands on the far side of the court.
Our back row sort of dug it, but it shot out to the left and almost went up into the mezzanine up there.
Score is 9-11. Coldwater serves the ball. We pass it up.
Hope Evers pushes it over.
Coldwater
hit it.
And it lands on Fort Recovery's side.
Yep, they hit a nice hit, and we got a little bit of hand on it, but couldn't control it.
Point for Coldwater, so it is now 9-12. Fort Recovery's down.
Yep, we can't let them get a hit anymore.
Coldwater serves. We dug it up.
Bryn goes up for a hit.
Great hit. Man, it's a killer smash.
Point for Fort Recovery.
Let's build off of that and see if we can get a lot of points here.
We got a score of 10-12. Fort Recovery's down by two now.
Haley Easton is back to serve. Great serve. They get it. They set. Hit from the back row. We pick it up. We set. Hope Evers hits it hard, and they get a hand on it but cannot get it up.
Yep. She got her hand on it. Otherwise, she'd have been wearing it.
Point.
That was a blast.
Point for Fort Recovery on that one. 11-12, down by one. Haley Easton's back to serve.
Nice serve. They set. Hit it. We get it. Bump it up. Hit it over. Cavs push it back over. We dig. Set. Hope goes for the kill, bounces it back to us. We bounce it over. They hit right into the middle of our court. We had a hole.
Call that a campfire. Just pop it over the blockers and right in the middle of everybody.
That would be a point for Coldwater. It's now 11-13. Fort Recovery is down by two. It looks like Briley Kanapke is back to serve for Coldwater now. We pick it up. Bryn goes up for the hit.
Hits it in the backcourt, and nobody's there.
Beautiful placement.
Substitution for Fort Recovery. Ken Adus is coming in. Hope Evers is coming out. Ken is going to go back to that serve line for a score of 12-13. Down by one.
Good serve. They set. Hit, and you can't get it over the net on that hit.
All right. Here we go. Keep that momentum rolling.
Point. We're back tied, 13-13.
Let's get ahead of them. Let's get four more at least here. Let's take control.
Ken is going to serve this ball again. Makes it over.
We dig up a nice hit. And we're going to bump it over. It makes it over the net.
Yeah.
Cold water set. They hit. We dig it again.
We're set.
We hit. There, dig it up. Set. Push it over. We push it back. We hit it back, and they can't.
Wow.
Coldwater cannot come up with the ball.
Stays on their side, so that's a nice point for Fort Recovery.
Indians are leading. I don't believe we've led at all in this. Yeah, we got down 4-1 early.
14-13. Fort Recovery takes the lead by one. Kennedy serves the ball. And serves
going
it
out.
Way out of bounds there.
That was
might have got a little
15
excited.
Too long.
Sub for Coldwater's Olivia Quinchern's going back to the serve line. Tie game, 14-14.
Let's get the serve back. Break the serve and get a bunch on our serve.
Her serve was, we dug it up. We're going to set Cameron up. Cameron hits.
They dig it up. They hit it down, and we can't get it. It was a hard
big
hit.
Point for Coldwater there. 14-15. Quarters now ahead by one.
Yep, Mara Reithman with that big kill there. Let's break the serve here.
We dig it up, setting Bryn, and Bryn hits it over. Coldwater's going to pass it up.
And a nice hit again.
Another nice kill down that near sideline. Indians trailing by two. It's starting to get late. We can't be behind. Have to break this serve.
Dug up by Fort Recovery. Pushes over with Cameron. Coldwater is going to set and hit.
We touch it. Set it. Cameron hits it across court, and they cannot pick it up.
Beautiful.
Great hit.
Right at the young lady's feet. And she did get a hand on it, but that is all she could do. Went straight down to the floor. Let's get it tied and take a lead here, Bryn.
15-16 right now. Bryn's back to serve.
Good serve, and they get a hand on it, but can't get a second touch.
Yep, hit it backwards.
Yep.
So over now,
near, yeah. Over Pat and Mary Niekamp's corner over there.
16-16, tie game.
Here we go, Bryn.
Bryn's back to serve.
I'll sum up here.
Her serve's good. And
they are going to bump it
man.
Over.
Wow.
We're going to set up Cameron, and she
Cameron hits it. And they cannot pick it up.
And they had a couple of nice saves there on that. But,
went right through her fingers there.
Indians leading now. Let's add up a couple more. Let's get to 21st.
17-16. Bryn serving.
They dig it up. Comes back over. So we're fighting back and forth. We dig it.
Oh, Cameron hits. They pick it up.
Nice
block. Blocked by Fort Recovery.
Yeah, we had Cameron,
Greasy
up there.
Yep, they put it right back down at their feet. That was great. We're up two now. Let's go.
18-16. Fort Recovery's ahead by two. Bryn just served that ball deep in the back, and Coldwater retrieved it.
We block it.
Oh, man.
On their side.
Here we go. Momentum is rolling for the Indians. I'm expecting a timeout.
Yes.
Yep.
Caller called timeout. We have 19-16.
I believe we scored five straight. I believe we were down 16-14. We've scored five straight. They call a timeout, and we'll be back after this from Simple Touch.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and a Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact a Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe.
We're back. Timeout called by Coldwater there, and it is now 19-16. Fort Recovery's ahead. Bryn Woman's back serving, and her serve was good, but they picked it up. And they hit. We touched that on a block, but we picked it up. Cameron's going to go up to hit now. They picked it up.
They hit across, and we can't get a second hit on it.
Got it to Cameron. She got it up in the air, but everybody was on the other side, so nobody could get that second hit on it. So we're still up two. It's getting late, but let's get this point so we're the first team to 20.
19-17. Coldwater serves the ball. We pick it up. We're going to set up Cameron. Cameron hits, but they pick it up. They hit. We pick it up. And we push it over. They picked it up, though. Cameron's up for a hit. They got it. Set it up. Coldwater.
Between the two players in the back row. Yep. Very nice hit.
We did not pick that up, so they got a point.
Yep, we fought hard on that and let that opportunity slip by.
19-18, Fort Recovery's ahead by one.
We have to get this point.
Coldwater serves the ball. We pass it up, and we're going to set up Cameron. And she
hits it from the back row. Yeah, Cameron hit it from the back row.
Huge.
We got it.
Yeah, so point for Fort Recovery. We got 20-18. They had a substitution come in. And we got Caden Ranley in the back to serve now.
Usually the team that gets to 20 first is the winner, and we got there first. Let's finish it out.
She has a good serve, but they pick it up, and they're going to hit.
We
did. A nice dig. Go
Cameron.
Up for Cameron.
And cannot block it. Ball
nice.
On their side.
Yeah.
Kayla Garkey with another nice dig. Gets it up to the front row. They set up Cameron, and she puts it down. And the Indians lead by three. It's getting late, folks. 21-18. Let's go, Caden.
She's going to have a good serve there.
They can't return it. They hit it into the net on the first dig.
They were able to get a hit up toward the net, but nobody was on that side of the court for them, so...
22-18.
Yes. Let's go.
Come on. Caden's going to go back and serve that ball again.
Nice serve. They set. Hit. And we block it. Right block out.
Wow. That was a big block.
That was a monster, and
Kramer there.
A monster hit.
Yeah.
And our girls blocked it right back down.
That was a good spot there, yeah.
Wow, let's get the next two.
23-18. Caden's going to serve and barely goes over, but they picked it up.
We did. Oh, they are scrambling, and they cannot get the hit.
Grizzy with a nice hit. They got three hands on it, but not one of them was under control, and it is set. Point.
24-18. Caden Ranley is back at that line. Hopefully she can get this, make it an ace, the easy point, finish this off.
Yep.
And her serve is good, but they pick it up.
They hit, and we cannot
off our blockers and down on our side, but I think at one point we were down 16-14. Right now we've outscored them 10-3. We still need to get one more point. We can't let them get the momentum started here.
24-19.
Get this one.
Coldwater's serving. It looks like Charlotte Hoyne just served. We picked it up. And Greasy hits, but we pick it up after they blocked us.
A little battle at the net, and they win it. 24.
Point for Coldwater.
24-20. We have to get this point.
Coldwater, Charlotte Hoyne looks like it's going to serve. Pass set, and Cameron just passes that over. Coldwater hits it, and Cameron
hits it across court.
They pick that up, and Coldwater's going to hit it over. We pass it up. Set up to Cameron, and she
nice
in the
corner.
That
was a great line shot right on the line, back line. So recovery wins 25-20 in the second set.
Coldwater took the first set 25-21. Fort Recovery's taking that second set 25-20.
We'll be back with set number three. Each team with one set. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls have been a part of the community for 85 years, offering appliance service and support across the area. They carry GE and Hot Point appliances, along with electronics from Radio Shack. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
We are back here at the Portside Fieldhouse getting ready to start set number three with Fort Recovery versus the Coldwater Cavaliers. The Cavs took that first set 25-21. Fort Recovery came back and took the second set 25-20. So we are now getting ready to start our third set.
And our momentum is really good. We were down 16-14 and outscored them 11-4 to end that set number two. So right now we have the momentum and we can't let that go. This is a game of momentum and there's been some big swings in this.
I see a starting lineup out there, which would be Haley Easton, Alexis Greasy, Cameron Mullenkamp, Caden Ranley, Bren Wellman, and Hope Evers. And our libero, Kalo Garkey, is getting ready to come in, who just came in and took the spot
of Alexis Greasy.
Yeah. And Fort Recovery is going to start off with the serve. We got Haley Easton back there.
Got a smile out of Travis.
Yes, we did.
Looks like we're ready. Everybody's ready. The official's ready. There's the whistle.
All right, Haley Easton's going to start off serving in with a good serve, but they picked it up. And they go up to hit.
We
hit
nice Bren Wellman in the middle, and that went straight down.
Yeah.
We're not keeping stats, but that's the 2,000th block in this in these two sets that we've had.
It's just
been great.
1-0. Fort Recovery starts off with the first point. Coldwater's going to hit it.
And they hit down.
Yep.
Over our blockers and straight down.
It went out of bounds, but it hit our hand. So we're tied at 1.
Coldwater's going to sub, and looks like Charlotte Hoyne's going back there to serve for them. And she's going to have a good serve. We pick it up. We're going to set up Bren. She hits it. They pick it up. They set up their hitter. Cameron digs it, and Caden
pushes it over. They hit it out.
Out. Oh.
Oh.
Yep, I think it was in.
All right, they gave it to Coldwater.
Yep. Actually, point for them.
I think it stayed in. Might have been something else, but it's their point, and nobody's arguing. So.
Fort Recovery 1, Coldwater 2. Coldwater's serving the ball. And their serve is good. Dug up. Hope sets Cameron in the back row. Coldwater hits it. We block it, but they caught us in the net.
Darn.
Number 9, they called that net and
called it on Bren.
Called it on Bren touching that net, they said. So point for Coldwater. We're now 1-3. Coldwater's going to serve the ball again.
Cameron gets it. Caden sets, and Bren pushes it over, and they cannot pick it up in the middle.
Tipped it right over their blockers and down in the campfire.
Substitution for Fort Recovery. Kenna Deuce comes in for Hope Evers. Kenna Deuce is going back to the line. Score is 2-3. Fort Recovery is down by 1.
Those football boys are loud.
Pass and a set by Coldwater, and
Coldwater
pushes it over.
We tried to dig it out of the net, and we just can't get it.
Yep. Couldn't get it.
We dug it out right to their setter, and they put it on our side. We couldn't play it. So we need to get things straightened out here. We don't want to play from behind again. Worked last set, but it won't work all the time. There we go.
We
try
to
way.
Dig up a serve, and it goes backwards on us.
Yep.
Point for Coldwater. So it's 2-5. Fort Recovery's down by 3.
Be a little better at serve-receive on that.
Looks like Etzler's back to serve for them. We pass it up, and we're just going to push it over. Coldwater's going to go up to hit. We dug it up, setting up Cameron. Cameron hits it. They dug it. They had a nice hit, dug up by Garkey. Set up for Cameron. Cameron hits, and they blocked it down on our side.
Man, we should have had a better deal than that, because when they tried to hit it to their front row, they hit it to our front row, and we didn't handle it very well.
Timeout for recovery. Yep. Score is 2-6.
Yep. We'll be back in just a minute. Right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting Community Radio on the Tribe.
We are back at Portside Fieldhouse, coming out of a timeout. Fort Recovery is down, and the score is 2-6. I'm sorry, we're down by 4. Coldwater has the ball to serve.
Need to stop them right now. We can't let them get big-time momentum.
We pass it up. We're going to set up Bren. Bren
pushes it over.
Coldwater hits it. We get a touch on that block, but
can't dig it up.
Into our blockers, but we didn't get a good block on it, so down by 5 now.
2-7. Coldwater's back serving. Etzler's serving for Coldwater. And we pass it up. And Cameron passes it over. Coldwater hits it. We got a touch on that block.
Cameron rolls it over. Coldwater hits it. We dig it up. We set. Cameron crossed. Oh, straight down the line.
Oh,
and it was out.
Just a little bit too long. Probably 2 or 3 inches too long. Man, thought she got down on that well enough. 8-2 now, Indians are trailing.
Etzler still serving for Coldwater.
We dig it. Oh, we push it over on the set. And they cannot pick it up. So that goes over into the far side of the stands. And we are able to do some substitutions here. And it looks like Brent is going back to serve. The score is 8-3, Coldwater.
We don't necessarily need to tie it up, but we have to get the 3 or 4 points for sure.
Nice serve by Bren. They set it up and hit it, and we could not pick that up.
Yep, off our blockers and down, like, basically right through our blockers.
Coldwater's going to serve. Looks like Mara Ruthman is back there.
We're out of control.
We weren't able to get a good set, but, so then that was
the,
we
the receive
able to hit it.
Went near the scorer's table, and Ranley dug it out and got it back, but we couldn't get it across. We're down 7.
We pick it up. We're going to set up Greasy, and she hits it out of bounds.
Yeah, short hops the wall.
And Coach Guggenbauer is going to call another timeout. Score is 3-11. We are down.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Calp Pharmacy.
Calp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Calp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
We're back here at Portside. Set number 3. Fort Recovery is down 3-11. Coldwater is serving. And their serve is good. We dig it up, and we're going to set up
Greasy. They hit it over. Coldwater hits back and hits it out. Long.
Hits it too long.
Yeah. That's point goes to Fort Recovery on that one.
We need to dig into this lead. We've had a lot of sets where he had to come from behind, but it is a tough row, and we don't want to do that all the time.
Caden Ranley just served that ball for Fort Recovery. Coldwater hits it, and we had a lot of touches on that.
Yeah, we could not get it.
And Ranley almost caught it.
Point for Coldwater there. They have some substitutions coming in. Our score is 4-12. Fort Recovery is down.
The Cavaliers are dominating this quarter, or this set, excuse me.
It looks like Briley Kanacki's back serving for him.
We dig it up. Ranley sets.
Cameron hits, and they blocked it.
Yep.
Came down on Fort Recovery's side.
A couple of our girls didn't get over there in time.
I think our energy this game is just a little off.
We do not want to be down 10 points.
Coldwater serves. We just passed it up. We're going to set Breezy. She hits.
Nice hit. Ooh. Right on the line.
Yep.
On the far side. It was a great hit.
We have substitution. Hope Evers is coming in. That puts Cameron back at the serve line. Our score is 5-13.
We need a run. We're down 8. Cameron moves to the left side.
Serve was good. They pick it up. They go up for a hit. And they dink that over right in front of her.
Yeah, yep. Kind of in that short hole there a little bit.
Right in front of her back row, and we're down 9.
5-14. Coldwater's having some subs. They have Olivia Klingstrom going back to serve. And her serve will be dug up by Cameron, setting Hope. Hope hits. They pick it up. Coldwater hits.
We dig it up. We set.
Coldwater's going to set, hit, dug up by Cameron to
Hope hits again, and they cannot return it.
Yeah, good hit by Hope over there.
When we get her set up perfectly, she kills that ball. It's almost impossible to get it under control, even if you hit it.
6-14. Whew. Kayla Garkey's back serving for Fort Recovery. Her serve is good.
They tip it over right behind the blockers. And a hole.
They had it set up for a big kill and then just tipped it over our blockers and down behind them. So
gives a point to Coldwater. We're at 6-15 now. Fort Recovery is down.
Whew.
Coldwater serves, dug up by Fort Recovery. Set up to Bryn. Bryn has a nice
big
kill.
Hit.
Yeah.
Yep. Blockers could not
get that.
Do that. Yep.
Point Fort Recovery. We are 7-15.
I'm not sure we've scored 2 points in a row. Every time we get the serve, we give it back to them, I think.
Haley Easton's back to serve for Fort Recovery.
Great serve.
Yeah, right above the net.
They hit it over. We dig it up.
Setting up Hope.
Hope.
Hope hits it. They pick it up.
They hit it. We block. And it goes into the scores table, so it is our point.
Blocked it back to their blockers and off of them and to their left onto the right to the scores table. So
score is
making
8.
A move on them.
Yeah.
Gained a couple. Keep on rolling, girls.
8-15. Haley Easton serving that ball again. Passed up by Coldwater. Set to hit to Coldwater.
We blocked. Right back at him, an empty spot at Coldwater's court. That was a great block.
Beautiful.
By Fort Recovery.
That block landed in a perfect spot back there. That makes the score 9-15. Haley Easton serving the ball yet.
Great serve. Bounces off the defender and
hits the back wall.
Back to the wall. Yep.
About 25 feet up the wall.
Score is now 10-15.
Momentum has shifted. We need to keep it going because we're still down 5. Let's get it rolling here.
Haley is still serving at the line.
Into the net on the serve.
Yep, one of those high risk, high reward, because if that clears the net, that's a rocket shot that is hard to handle.
Coldwater's subbing 2 girls in right now.
We knocked the lead down to 6 for the Cavaliers, but they need to break their serve here. Can't let them get any more points.
Charlotte Hoyne serving for Coldwater.
We can't get it.
That was one of those knuckleball serves that dived right at Kayla's feet. She got a hand on it, and it bounced off of Hope Evers before she knew what was coming and went backwards from there. So we're down 7. Got to get this back here.
Passed up by Fort Recovery. Set to Bryn. Bryn hits. Coldwater picks it up.
We block it,
but that block went out of bounds this time.
Yeah.
I was point hoping it might have touched one of their girls on the way out, but it didn't.
Point for Coldwater there. It is 10-18. Fort Recovery is still down there.
And an 8-point deficit. We had it down to 5.
Passed up by Cameron, setting. Hope hits it.
Nice hit on the line
right
in the back.
Inbounds.
Great hit by Hope Evers.
We needed that.
And out she goes, and in comes Kenna Deuce to serve.
Score is 11-18. We're going to need a few points here.
Yep, it's getting late. We have to make a big move here.
They pass it up. They're going to set. And we got a touch on that block, and our girls picked it up. We set the back row. We pass it up. We're going to call us on a double on that. She pushed it over on that second ball. Point goes to Coldwater on that. 11-19. They have Edsler back there serving now.
She got a bunch her last time.
Pass up by Fort Recovery.
Bryn hits it into the net.
Point goes to Coldwater on that one. It's now 11-20.
And they are the first team to 20, so, and we are 9 points behind them. That's not good.
They pass it up. We're going to have to throw it.
Push it over. Yeah. They're setting. They push it over, and now they're on four hits.
Yep.
So Fort Recovery gets the ball on Coldwater's error.
They tried to tip it at the net and didn't quite make it over.
We got 12-20. Bryn is back serving.
We need a ton of points.
I guess she's the one to potentially do it. We seem to have our runs with her.
Yep.
That serve was good. So let's. Coldwater's going to hit. And it was in.
Yep. Off of our.
We touched it, I believe.
Yeah.
Off of our blockers and down.
So Coldwater's ball.
12-21. Coldwater's
we might serve. Not be, I don't think we can win this set, but if we can score a bunch of points and swing the momentum, be ready for set number four.
Set up to Cameron. Cameron hits it down.
Nice.
Nice shot by Cameron.
Not picked up by Coldwater there, so point for Fort Recovery.
Let's get four.
To 21 there.
Get 4 or 5 or 6 points here. We need to swing the momentum.
Caden Rainley's back serving for Fort Recovery. She's gonna have a good serve. They pick it up. They're gonna set their hitter. We pick it up. And we're gonna set up Cameron.
She hits it hard and the blockers cannot do anything with it.
Good job, good job, good job. Keep it rolling, girls.
We got 14-21. Caden's gonna serve that again, except Coldwater's gonna call a timeout. 14-21. Fort Recovery's down.
Be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
We are back in our third set here, Fort Recovery against Coldwater Cavaliers. Fort Recovery is down this set, 14-21, but Fort Recovery has the ball to serve. We have Caden Ranley back there to serve.
We scored a couple of straight, so we're going the right direction. We might not be able to win this, but we need to get the momentum going our way.
Got a great serve.
Coldwater picks that up and hits it down on Fort Recovery's side. We cannot
retrieve
that. Big
hit. Harlow Hine, I believe that was in the middle there. It's a big hit. And
14-22.
They stop our momentum.
Riley Kanacki's back serving for Coldwater. Dug up by Fort Recovery. Set up, Greasy. They blocked us. We cannot pick that back up.
Yeah, we got a couple of hands on it, but nowhere near under control. Man. Well.
14-23. Coldwater served. Fort Recovery goes up.
Cameron rolls it over.
We get a touch on the block from them.
Cameron hits it. They dig it up. Cavs hit, we block. It's back on the Cavs side. They hit it, we dig it up. Set. Cameron hits it. They return, set. She pushes it down into the hole. Cavs push it over into a hole on our court.
It looked like she did push it, but they're saying she did just kind of tap it down.
Yeah.
So we got set point here.
Yeah, 14-24. Cavs just served that ball. Passed up by Fort Recovery.
Cavs are going to hit it back over and down. So that is the game. Cavs finished with a
25-14.
Yep, we didn't put up much of a fight in that one, so we're going to have to get a lot of problems solved here in this couple of minutes between sets 3 and 4. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hot Point appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
We are back, getting ready to start the fourth set. The Cavs took the first set 25-21. Fort Recovery took the second 25-20. And the Cavs took that third set 25-14.
They basically dominated that entire set. We had a couple of little runs, but not enough to make even a slight amount of difference. So
Coldwater serves the ball first on this set. Passed up by Fort Recovery, set for Brim.
They block it, and we tip it back over. Oh, but we aren't set up for a block, and they hit one down on us.
And I think they're even saying that somebody might have gotten into the net, but it doesn't matter.
Point for Coldwater, so they're starting off that first point 1-0. Pass up by Cameron, set to Bryn. They get a touch on that, and they can't hit it over.
They hit the net.
point for Fort Recovery. We have a sub. Kenna Deuce is coming in for Hope Evers. 1-1 is our score to start this fourth set.
Let's get a good start here. Haven't had a great start yet tonight.
Half set. They hit. We block.
And they shank that block. They can retrieve it there.
Yeah, great block by Fort Recovery.
Yep. They it came off of their blockers and actually hit a young lady at the scorer's table.
2-1. Fort Recovery is ahead by one. Kennedy served that ball.
Has hit out.
Long.
Yep,
just
we
a
didn't
little
touch it,
bit
so,
too long.
Yep. They hit it out.
Here we go.
We got 3-1. Fort Recovery is still with the ball to serve. Kenna Deuce is going to serve us again.
Big start right now. Let's keep it rolling.
Pass up by Coldwater. A set to their hitter. And their hitter just rolls it over right above our blockers.
Yep.
And lands down on the court.
They tipped it right over top of us. Mm.
Coldwater gets that point.
Let's get the serve back.
3-2. Coldwater serves.
Pass. We dig it up. Set. Cameron hits it, and they block it straight down on our side.
We're back to a tie, 3-3. Coldwater's going to serve the ball again.
And into the net, they served it. Fort Recovery gets
big.
The ball again.
I had a bad feeling that they were going to get a little momentum going, but they kicked that one away.
We got a score of 4-3. Fort Recovery's ahead by one. We got Bryn Wilman back serving.
It's over and good. Set. Coldwater hits it down and right back to Bryn, who cannot
passed our blockers and Bryn got a hand on it, but it went backwards from there. So tied at 4.
We got some subs on Coldwater's side. Looks like the Briley Kanacki's back serving for Coldwater.
Corey Kevry digs it up. Set. And they get it back. Coldwater dinks it back over. They dink it back over again, and we push it over, and we get called
that double
on the double with Ranley.
Yeah, she pushes that over like that on that second ball, and it kind of has that spin.
Coldwater serves. Reset.
Breezy
hits it.
They pick it up. Coldwater hits. We cannot get that hit back up.
We got a little bit of a touch on it at the front, and Kenna Deuce got her hand on it, but wasn't under control. We need to stop this.
Coldwater 6-4 right now.
Fort Recovery sets up Greasy. Greasy hits it out of bounds.
Yep, she goes a little bit too wide. She went across court, tried to fool them. There wasn't anybody over there, but went about 3 or 4 inches too wide.
4-7, Fort Recovery is down. Coldwater serves. Pass and set.
Cameron hits. Coldwater sets.
Wow.
21.
Monster
Ella
hit.
Ella Werling
our
had
blockers.
A great hit. We just could not pick it up.
Yep. Went right through our blockers.
Our score is 4-8. Fort Recovery's down by 4. Coldwater serves. Hit by Greasy. And they
needed
touch
that.
It. Yeah, they
but
touch it.
They can't get the second hand touch on it.
Sub on the Fort Recovery side.
They outscored us 7-2 in the last 9 points.
Yep, yeah. Kinley Kramer is back in the front row. Kane Ranley is serving.
Pass up by Coldwater and a set hit.
We pushed. Oh, they pushed it across and we went right back at them.
Point for Fort Recovery.
Grizzy and Kramer, great block.
6-8. Fort Recovery is still down by 2. We have the serve. Caden Ranley's going to serve again. Pass up by Coldwater and a set and a hit.
They pushed it over.
Yeah.
We set. Oh, we tried to push it over again, and they were right there to block it back at us.
Coldwater has a substitution. They got Olivia Quinchern coming in. She's going to go back and serve for them. Score is 6-9. Fort Recovery's down by 3. Their serve is good, and we pass it up. We're going to set up the back row. We hit it, and they pick it up. We pass it, set it to Greasy. Greasy hits it. They pick it up. Coldwater gets set. They hit. We pick it up.
Greasy hits it again. Very nice hit. They got their hands on it, but couldn't do much with it. So good point for the Fort.
Hope Evers is coming in the lineup. And that always puts Cameron back at that serve line when she comes in.
Her serve hasn't knuckleballed in the last two games, last two matches here.
7-9 was down.
Nice serve, and they can't handle it. It goes spinning off the back. Towards the wall.
That is spinning exactly how we wanted it. I was hoping it would dive in front of them. They got their hand on it, but there's so much spin, it just shot behind them.
We got a score of 8-9. Cameron's going to serve again.
Good serve again. They get it up, set, hit it. We are able to get it up, set.
Hope Evers.
And they block Hope, and we cannot get it up again.
Point for Coldwater on that one. 8-10. They're ahead by 2.
Needed that to get it even, but we need to break the serve here. Get the ball back.
Coldwater's going to serve.
We dig it up, set. Greasy hits it. They get it, set. Cavs hit it way out.
Yep.
That's a high hit, yeah.
Reisner hit it out.
We got Bryn Willman just came back in the lineup, and we got Kayla Garkey in the back to serve now.
Serves over. They get it up. Set. Hit. We dig it up. Set.
Nice hit. They pick it up. We pull out our hits. Hope picks that up. We got a set to Bryn.
Bryn killed it.
Boom.
Yeah. Good hit. That ties us up 10-10. Kayla Garkey's going to go back and serve another for Fort Recovery.
Let's get a bunch of points here. Let's take control of this contest right here.
Serves over. Cavs set. Push it in the back.
That looked like a carry to me.
Yep, it definitely was.
They called a carry on Coldwater.
Yep.
So that puts Fort Recovery ahead 11-10.
We haven't
Kayla's
been ahead
still serving.
Since, we haven't been ahead since 3-1 and 3-2. We're back. Let's go.
Her serve is good. They pass it up, set to the hitter. They
Kenley picks it up. Hope hits it, kills it, and it bounces everywhere.
Does a little ping pong and in the ceiling.
They hit it over. Reset it up. Hope again. Hits it. They're going to return. Set. They push it over. Hope gets it again. Kenley Kramer puts it down.
Two great plays in there. Hope Evers with that save, with that dig, and then Kenley with a big hit. Indians lead 12-10.
Coldwater calls a timeout.
Coldwater timeout, and we will be back after we hear from my friends at Miracle Lanes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back at Portside. Coldwater just called a timeout. We are in the fourth set. Fort Recovery is ahead, 12-10. This is, the Cavs took the first set. Fort Recovery took the second. Cavs took the third, so Fort Recovery's ahead right now, 12-10. We have Kayla Garkey serving the ball. And the serve was good.
Cavs set it. They tip it over.
We picked that up.
Wow, Kayla saved that. Well, we had a great block by Bren.
Yeah. Kayla Garkey with a great dig that went over the net. And they struggled a little bit to get it under control. Got it right to our big hitters, and down it went. 13-10. Keep that momentum rolling.
Kayla's going to serve again for Fort Recovery. Her serve is good.
They're chasing it a little. They hit it. We block it.
They pick that up. That was a good pickup.
They push it over right into a hole. So Cavs.
Bren mistimed her jump there at the net.
And got that point.
But we're leading by two, and except for that little miscue there, we've had the momentum for the last 5 or 6 points. So let's get it back.
Coldwater just subbed in. They got Charlotte Hoyne back at the line to serve for him now. We pass it up. We set.
Bren kills it. They get it up. Set. Cavs hit it. We dig. Set.
Hope.
There goes Hope. They dig it up. They're struggling, and they cannot get it back over.
Couldn't get it under control back there.
Great, great point for
the
Fort.
It was. We needed to break that serve and not let them get any momentum.
Let's get it. 14-11. Fort Recovery's ahead.
Let's get multiple points here.
We got Haley Easton back at the line to serve for Fort Recovery. And it's in the net.
Shoot.
Need a little more.
Gave it right back to him. We've been trying to dink it over, so their front row has to play the serve. And that's been somewhat effective, but that serve didn't quite get there. So
they have Edsler back up the serve line for them.
Serves over. Cameron digs. Bren hits it, and they cannot return that.
Yep.
Kill.
Edsler got a hand on it, but it went toward the floor.
15-12. We had a sub come in. Hope Evers come out. Kenna Deuce comes in.
Back to a 3-point lead for the Indians. Let's get a bunch here.
Kenna's going to go back and serve for them. Her serve was good. Coldwater pass, set, and they dink it over, but we picked that up. They set
Cameron
up Cameron.
It. It's over. Cav set. They hit, and
a
line
hit.
Drive, and right, we could not do anything with it.
Point for Coldwater on that one. It's 15-13. Fort Recovery still has the lead. Coldwater serving the ball. We've got a pass up. Cameron to hit, and they blocked it.
But it goes out.
Yep.
We had a big hit on that far side. They had a big block, but it went out of bounds without touching any of our girls.
16-13.
Here we go. We're back to a 3-point lead. Let's keep it under control, girls.
We got Bren Wilman in the back serving. And
that
serve is going out. Yeah, way out of bounds.
Put it way too long. Oh, man, we needed that.
Coldwater's going to have two subs coming in. And score is 16-14. Fort Recovery still has the lead. Their Briley Kanacki is back to serve for them.
We dig it up. Ranley hits it over. They set it. Hit. We dig it up. Ranley sets. Alexis Breezy hits it, and it stays over.
Into their blockers, but down at their feet.
Point for Fort Recovery on that. We got 17-14.
Back to a 3-point lead, but that's not comfortable enough for me.
Caden Ranley's back at the serve line for Fort Recovery.
Great serve.
And that's gonna,
they hit it. We block it, and we're not there to get the second.
Yep, we blocked it, but it went to the side, and we didn't have anybody over there to dig it out. So it's back to a 2-point lead for the Indians, and they'll sub again.
17-15.
Clint Chernow looks like she's going to come in to serve. Yep. Can't let them get anything going here.
Her serve is good. Dug up by Fort Recovery. Set Freezy. She hits it. They pick it up, and they're going to set their hitter. We pick it up. Setting Cameron. Cameron hits it. They pick it up.
Oh. We try to block it, but
yep.
Ball's on our side of the court.
Fort Recovery's going to call a timeout on that one. 17-16. Yep. They still have the lead by one.
Be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
We're back at courtside. Fort Recovery against Coldwater Cavaliers. Fourth set. Fort Recovery's ahead by one, 17-16. It's Coldwater's serve. Their serve is going to be up, and we cannot get that serve up.
Cameron usually plays that very well. We've given them 3 points in a row now. Went from a three-point lead to tied.
17-17. Coldwater's going to serve the ball again. And her serve is good, but we pass it up. We're going to
Alexis Greasy hits it. Cavs pick it up. Set it. They hit. We set. Cameron tries to roll it over, and it goes into the net.
They scored four straight on us. They have the momentum. We can't let that happen.
Coldwater,
it's late.
Coldwater just took that lead, 18-17. Fort Recovery is down by one. Coldwater serves. We passed it. Set. We're going to hit Cameron.
And they cannot return it.
Yeah, good hit.
We hit a pretty good shot across court. Where they were not, somebody did get a hand on it. But
Hope Evers comes in the lineup. That puts Cameron back at the serve line. Tied at 18-18. Cameron's
good
serve.
There's that knuckleball serve.
That's a good serve right over the net and drops.
It came right at that receiver's chest and then dropped right at her feet.
19-18.
Wow, let's do that five or six more times.
Cameron serves again.
Great serve. They pop it up, and Hope Evers hits it right back at him.
Yep, they tried to get it to their front row, got it to Hope Evers, and she pounds it down in front of their front row.
That
awesome.
That puts us 20-18. Cameron's
huge
still serving.
Momentum shift.
Cameron's going to serve that ball again. And her serve
good
is good.
Serve. They set. Hit. And we touch the ball, yep. It goes out.
Off of our blockers, yep. And out of bounds. But we're still ahead, 20-19. We were the first team to 20. And so far, every set this year, the first team to 20 has won. But we have a lot of work to do.
Coldwater's going to serve the ball.
We dig it up.
Set
up to Hope. Hope pushes it over.
Coldwater.
Cavs push it over.
We set. They're setting up their hitter now, and they push it over. Set. Hope
hits it, and they can't handle it.
Yeah.
The blockers tried, but it fell down on their side.
That was a powerful hit she has. It's incredible how hard that goes right at you.
We got Kayla Garkey in the back row to serve. Score is 21-19 now. Our front row looks like Bryn, Hope, and Kinley Kramer.
Nice block by Bryn.
Coldwater's going to go up to try to hit. Dig by Hope. Set to Bryn.
Bryn hits it down, and they chase
not get that.
Here we are, girls. Let's go. Let's finish it.
Coldwater's going to call a timeout on that. We got 22-19.
The crowd is on their feet.
Yes. So, you know, the first, it's been, they won the first, we won the second, and those were both very close. The third set, they just dominated us.
Yeah,
basically
did, yeah.
The whole set.
And now this one back to a close game.
I think we've been the only team ahead by 3 points, and that's where we are right now. It's just, this is a really good one.
Yeah, a little too close for comfort right now. Yeah.
But we have the momentum, and that would tie it up, and we would be going to a 15-point set number 5.
Fort Recovery's back out on that court already. They're ready. They want this ball. Yep.
I don't want to count it yet, but we're where we want to be. I'd rather be up 3 than down 3 right now. 22-19. Here we go.
Kayla's still serving for court. She's going to be ready. She's going to be ready to serve that ball here. They're ready to go. And the serve is good. They pass it. They set it to their hitter.
A big hit, but I believe
down
it went out
line,
of bounds.
But I cannot tell. Nope, they gave it to Coldwater.
They called it in. That line judge over there didn't really make the call.
Yeah, the up judge, I thought it went wide out of bounds, and I didn't think we touched it, but.
So it's 22-20. Coldwater's serving.
Cannot let them get another point here.
Pass up by Fort Recovery. We just pass it over to them. They pass it and set it. Their hitter hits. But
we block. Nice block.
They pick that up, though. Coldwater tries to hit again. We pick it up.
We set it.
Hope Evers
hits it. The blocker.
Awesome.
Yeah, the block rolled out.
So, yes.
Point for Fort Recovery.
There was almost a battle at the net. The ball went up. It was going to be right at the net. And we beat them to it and set Hope Evers up with a big monster hit.
We got 23-20. Fort Recovery's got Haley Easton back serving.
She needs 2 points.
And nice serve.
Is good.
We're struggling.
They set it.
They hit.
We set. We're going to hit from, bump it over by Hope. They're going to set it. They hit. We block.
Wow. Nice block. And that block rolled to the back row.
Is that Bryn?
Perfect.
Yeah.
They
great
had
block
six
by
players. Yeah. Had six players inside the 10-foot line.
Yep. Nobody in that back. And that
it
block
went past them.
Yeah, the block just rolled all the way back there.
Set point. Here we go.
24-20. Haley Easton served that ball.
Wow,
just
right
skimmed the
over
net.
The net. Oh, I don't think we're going to be able to.
Look at this.
Man, we chased it and got it up, but we could not get the third bump over.
Yeah, Coldwater's got
a hand on it. It went backwards, and then she got it up closer to the front where we could bump it, and we did not.
Coldwater's going to have a serve here. It's 24-21. They are down. We passed it. Up, setting Hope Evers.
And she hits it out.
Off of their blockers? I thought they hit their blockers.
I don't
they
think
said
they
it did not.
It.
Nope.
No.
Nope. 24-22. Went wide.
Fort Recovery's going to call timeout on
yep.
that. 24-22.
Yep. Let's get ourselves settled down and finish this out. We need 1 point, and they would need 4 to win this. So let's take a little break, and we'll come back and hopefully finish this set number 4 up. Now we're just going to stay here because our Indians
are coming out of the timeout.
Now Coldwater has traditionally this match has taken the entire timeout in their huddle, and they have looked like they have no intention of coming out of the huddle until the 26 seconds is up here. So
we're
but the Indians, we that play that last play didn't go like we wanted, but the last third or so of the set, maybe the whole half of this set has been ours. We need to finish this off. It's 24-22. We need 1 point. They would have to get 4 in a row to beat us.
Coldwater is up serving right now. Normally, if somebody calls a timeout, sometimes they can't make that serve over when they come back out.
Yeah.
But her serve goes over. We pick it up. We set up Cameron in the back row, and she hits it. They pick it up.
They're a little bit out of. We block it down. Hope hits it, and we are. It is crazy right now. Cavs push it over. So we. I don't know. I think they're going to give us a 4 hit.
Yeah.
We could not get it over.
I'm not sure.
I thought it hit the net, but that was a late call. That happened 2 hits before that.
Yeah.
So
they are not liking that. Coldwater's got the ball. They're going to 24-23. Pass
Hope
up.
Gets it. Set. Bryn puts it down and we get the point.
25-23. Court recovery.
Great kill by Bryn.
Court recovery takes that fourth set. We're going to go to a fifth here.
Yep, it's going to be 15-point set. And we will be back with that in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. I'm here with Brenda Wendell and Mindy Bupp. And Indians, it's been back and forth. The Cavaliers won the first set. Indians won the second set. Cavaliers dominated the third set. We won the fourth set. And here we go to a 15-point set number five for whoever is going to start off the MAC undefeated in league play. So it's going to be, this is going to be crazy. It's, Indians have played really well. There's been some big hits, some unbelievable digs, especially from, Kayla Garkey and several girls on our side. Let's just hope that we can keep the momentum going.
He got us turned down.
Well,
yeah.
He doesn't want to hear us.
Well, I was jabbering. So.
Yeah, they had a lot of blocks though, too. Those blocks.
Yeah.
Are,
yes.
That
nice.
Is, it's been
nice
a great,
looking.
Great back and forth match for sure.
Yep.
So, looks like our players are out on the.
Yep, we've
court, got, and we're ready.
All right, so what's your take here? Because you always say it, the first one to 20. So what's the first
well,
one
not,
to what on 15?
Probably 10.
I know that's what I'm saying.
Probably 10.
Is that what you're going with? Or is that what
maybe.
You're going with
we'll
on
see.
This game?
Looks like Coldwater got the coin toss, and they get a serve first. So they're gonna serve this ball up and pass up by Fort Recovery. And we
Hope just bumps it over. So they calf set. They tip it over. We bump it up. Oh, they just right back at us.
Kayla had a nice dig, and we got it up there. We kind of tried to tip it to one of our girls, and we tipped it to their front row, and
they
slammed it down.
Yeah, they sent it right back at us.
Yep. So we need to break this serve. We can't let them get a roll. This is a very short 15 points.
Yep. Coldwater serves again. Passed up by us, and it's
– They said we were on us. Yeah.
I don't know if I like that call.
I thought they were on the net, but they give it to
Yep, they gave it to Cavs.
Nope.
Yeah.
Play through the adversity here, girls.
0-2. Coldwater's got the first 2 points.
All right. Reset. Bryn hits it down, and they can't get it. Great kill by Bryn.
That was awesome. Put it exactly where she wanted to.
Fort Recovery 1, Coldwater is 2.
Hope goes out, and Kenna Deuce back to serve.
The serve is good.
Have set. They hit, and it is in.
Yep.
Back line.
Yep. About 6 inches inbounds.
That gives a point for Coldwater. We got 1-3.
And the momentum is gigantic right now because it is only the 15 points here.
We dig it up. She pushes it over.
Coldwater sets the hitter up. We pass it up.
Libero pushes nice it dig. Over. Cavs set. They hit. We block. Libero gets
up.
It. Ranley sets. Cameron hit it over. Cavs set. They hit. Libero pops it up.
Cameron
hits again. Cavs set. They hit and right in the back where we do not have a defender.
Kayla had several really tremendous digs in that volley. Well, all the momentum is theirs now.
Yeah, score is 1-4.
Has to stop.
Coldwater's got the lead.
This can get away from us pretty quickly if we don't get this point.
Cameron hits it over. Have set it up. They hit down right in between the defenders in the back
they
row.
Set up Charlotte Hoyne.
Fort Recovery's going to call a timeout on that one.
Yep.
We got 1-5. Fort Recovery is down.
Yep. We'll take a little break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thrive 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-46.
We'll cut back in here. Sorry about that, but the Coldwater Kate did come out of the huddle a little sooner than expected.
They go up to serve, and it's good. We pick it up, but into the net.
Yep. Can't play it. Game is
1-6.
Yeah, 1-6.
We have to get stops here, and then we can't just trade points with them. We have to get big service runs. But first, we have to get this point. And that didn't happen.
Hit it, and it was blocked and back down on our side.
Fort Recovery's going to call their second timeout.
Yep.
Score is 1-7. Fort Recovery's down.
Yep. And it is slipping away from us. Let's take a break here. We'll come back and take a breath.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
We're back here on this fifth set. It is 1-7. Fort Recovery is down. Coach Guggenbauer took his second time out. Coldwater's going to serve the ball. And we pass it up. We're going to set to Cameron. Cameron hits, they block, but we pick it back up. And we just pass it over to Coldwater. Coldwater sets it to their hitter. We block.
We're set again.
Set up to Cameron. Cameron hits. They got a block, but they picked it up on their side.
Big hit down the sideline, and it stays in for Coldwater.
Yeah.
This game's over.
One to eight.
We're going to need such a monstrous comeback here. It would be unbelievable if we can do that.
Coldwater's going to serve the ball. Pass up. Set to Bryn. Bryn hits. They block, but we pick it back up. We're going to set up Cameron. Cameron hits. They pick it up. Set to their hitter. We pick it up.
Another great dig.
That down ref's going to call us in the net.
Bryn put her foot under the line, under the net. Man.
1-9. Coldwater's going to serve the ball again. Pass up. We're going to set Cameron. Cameron hits.
And they can't pick it up.
Finally. Oh, man.
We're going to have a big run with Bryn back there serving.
We have to outscore them 13-3.
We got 2-9 is our score. We got Cameron, Greasy, and Caden Ramley in that front row right now.
We can do it, but it's going to be a monstrous effort.
Bryn's serve is good. They pick it up, and they hit it back in our corner where we don't have anybody.
Yep. Bryn was kind of back there by herself, and that was tough to pick up.
10-2, and obviously we have not scored 2 points in a row yet, and they've scored 8 at 1 point.
They got Briley Knapp, who just came in to serve for them. We pass it up. We're going to set. Greasy
pushes it over. Oh, ooh. The Cavs hit it out. That looks close.
Hit it over on that far corner. It goes out a little wide. So we have a little bit of life, but we need a monstrous comeback here.
3-10. Caden Ramley back to serve. Her serve is
good.
And
they can't handle it. Yep.
Okay.
So we got 4-10.
Hope it's the start of the momentum shift.
Coldwater's going to put some subs in.
Put a different back row player in, number 15.
Their libero came in also.
Let's have another one of those great serves here.
Caden Ramley just served. They picked it up. They're going to set their hitter.
She pushes it over, and we get it.
That was
a bounce off someone's head, I believe.
Wow.
Yes, that was. Bounce off the top of her head, and it went over the net, and it landed on their side.
And right at the line.
So,
man.
Gives Fort Recovery
you need
a
some luck.
5-10. Caden Ranley's going to still serve.
Good serve. Set it. Hit down, and we can't answer that. That
big
was a great
old hit
kill.
By, I believe that was Harlow Hine again.
Coldwater got a point there. They are ahead 11. They got Olivia Klinkshern just came in. She's going to serve. Her serve is good. We pass it up.
We end up hitting it over, passing it over by mistake.
Yeah, we had miscommunication on that.
Yeah, Campbell Etzler just came out of nowhere and killed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a nice hit. 5-12. Coldwater is ahead. And they are serving. It was a good serve.
We're struggling to get it across.
Just bumped it over. They're setting to Etzler.
We picked that up. Cameron's going to just pass that over, too.
Yeah, we're letting them set up. Oh, and she tips it over.
Darkey with another great dig.
Cameron hits it. They pick it up. They're going to set their hitter.
Etzler again.
Hits down on Fort Recovery's court.
We had blockers up there, and she hit it right past them.
5-13. They are on a roll over there. Coldwater serves. We pass it up. We're going to set Greasy, and she hits it down.
Wow. They did get a couple of hands on it after I thought it hit the floor.
So it is 6-13. We had a sub. Hope Evers came in. That puts Cameron back at the serve line.
We need 9 points in a row.
Cameron's serve is good. They picked it up. We had a nice
block, Tetzler, that time, finally.
Nice block. Went down on their side.
There's one.
7-13.
We need eight more.
Cameron is going to serve again. Serve is good. They pick it up. And that just hit that right down.
Big kill from that right side.
What is that number?
Match point.
Eight. That was Carlo Hine.
We got 7-14. Colter just needs 1 point.
Match point.
We dig it up. We're chasing it.
Breezy
hits it, and they block it right down on our side.
That ends 15-7. Cavs take that fifth set.
Now that's the match.
Yep, so let's take a little timeout. We'll come back and talk about the first MAC match, and it was a barn burner. Be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery with Fort Recovery Coldwater. Fort Recovery lost that first set tonight to the Cavs 25-21. Fort Recovery came on the second set and won 25-20. The Cavs took that third set 25-14. Fort Recovery came back on the fourth set and won 25-23. And it went to that fifth set and the Cavs took it 15-7.
Yeah, they started off at one point. They're up 9-1, I believe. And we fought back a little bit. You know, I think we outscored them at the end, but we were already so far down. You just can't let that happen. You can't get down on those when it's only going to 15 points. Every point, especially early, is gigantic. And just couldn't – they outplayed us in that last set, and that's okay.
The JV team tonight, Fort Recovery, won that first set 25-20, and Fort Recovery took the second set 25-23. So the JV's – went out of here tonight with a win. Upcoming for Fort Recovery is tomorrow, Friday night football. We will host Coldwater, and it is Student Appreciation Night. It's the first MAC game. The Reesner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, volleyball will have an invitational at Sydney Lehman starting at 9 a.m. And next week, volleyball is going to travel over to Fort Laramie. And Thursday, volleyball is going to be back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse hosting New Bremen, and it will be Student Appreciation Night. And next Friday, football is going to travel to Delphus, St. John's, and the Reesner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40 next Friday as well.
Yep. So, you know, what was your kind of take on the game? It seemed like it was a lot of momentum shifts.
Back and forth, a lot. We could play them again, and it could be
Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely a great match, and you're always going to see that in the MAC. So, you know, I think if we played them another night, it could have gone the other way.
Definitely could have. They got the jump on us in that last set. This kind of went the way I figured it would. You know, we'd only lost one set coming into tonight in four matches, and I was pretty sure we were not going to
come out without at least losing one set.
We came pretty close to getting there, but couldn't quite get there. And
couldn't close into the end.
Yeah, but Indians have an uphill fight now in the MAC, and there's a lot of extremely good teams in the MAC, and there's going to be a lot of battles, and I don't know that there's even a mediocre team in the MAC. I think everybody is really, really good. So even the ones you can look at on the schedule and think we're going to win this one and this one and this one.
You just never know.
You cannot count on that. And they can't look at us and count on it either, because we're going to give them a battle.
Absolutely not.
So, and, you know, we played some different girls tonight that hadn't played a lot. And they did very well. So,
that's good. That's good for the future and for the
absolutely.
Depth of the team. So,
yes, it definitely is. So, well, I want to thank you girls, Brenda Wendell and Mindy Bupp, for doing the announcing and the play-by-play and the color. And we want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, and we want to thank our fans for listening. So we'll take the rest of the night off and be back tomorrow with football. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!